light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Winning the War in Your Mind, by Craig Gruchel. Is a practical, faith-based guide to transforming the way you think so you can transform the way you live. Drawing from scripture, neuroscience, and his own personal battles with anxiety, insecurity, and negative self-talk, Gruchel exposes how powerful our thoughts are in shaping our identity, decisions, and spiritual growth. The book is written in a warm, conversational style, filled with relatable stories, simple frameworks, and actionable exercises that help you identify destructive mental patterns and replace them with truth. Rather than offering vague encouragement, the author gives a step-by-step approach to rewiring your thought life, rooted in biblical principles and supported by modern psychological insights. If you struggle with worry, shame, comparison, or feeling spiritually stuck, this book offers a clear battle plan to break mental strongholds and live with renewed purpose and peace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing the battle in your mind. The book begins by helping you understand that the most important battles in life are often fought in your mind long before they appear in your actions. Craig Gruchel explains how thoughts are not neutral. They either lead you closer to God and your calling, or pull you away into fear, doubt, and defeat. He introduces the concept of mental strongholds, deeply rooted lies or distortions that shape how you see God, yourself, and the world. By learning to notice your most common recurring thoughts, especially the negative ones, you begin to see patterns that explain why you feel stuck or discouraged. The author emphasizes that awareness is the first step to change. When you recognize that your mind is a battlefield and your thoughts are shaping your destiny, you become motivated to confront those lies instead of passively accepting them as truth. Secondly, replacing lies with God's truth. A core theme of the book is learning to identify lies and replace them intentionally with God's truth. Gruchel shows how many of us live under silent assumptions such as, I am not enough, I will always be this way, or God cannot use someone like me. These lies produce anxiety, resignation, and spiritual apathy. Using clear biblical teaching, he guides you to pinpoint the specific lie that is holding you back and then counter it with a targeted truth from Scripture. The process is not merely about positive thinking. It is about aligning your mind with what God already says is true. The author encourages writing truth statements rooted in Scripture and repeating them consistently until they become your new mental default. Over time, through repetition and reflection, these truths begin to rewire your brain, weakening the power of old lies and strengthening your faith-filled perspective on life. Thirdly, creating new neural pathways and habits, Gruchel weaves in basic neuroscience to explain how your brain is physically shaped by your thought patterns. Every time you think a thought, it becomes easier to think that same thought again, forming mental ruts. Negative thought loops create pathways of fear, shame, and worry, while intentional, truth-based thoughts form new paths that lead to peace and confidence. The book shows how combining spiritual disciplines with practical repetition can literally reshape your brain over time. For example, daily declarations of truth, journaling, prayer, and gratitude are not just religious activities. They are tools that carve new mental roots. The author encourages you to be patient and consistent, reminding you that transformation is gradual but real. By understanding that your brain can change, you gain hope that you are not stuck with the mindset you have today. You can cooperate with God in building healthier thinking patterns that support long-term spiritual and emotional growth. Fourthly, taking your thoughts captive and renewing your mind. Building on the biblical instruction to take every thought captive, the book offers a practical framework for interrupting negative thoughts and redirecting them. Gruchel teaches you to pause and interrogate your thoughts instead of automatically believing them. Is this thought true? Is it helpful? Does it align with what God says? By running your thoughts through this filter, you learn to reject those that are toxic or untrue. He also stresses the importance of pre-deciding how you will think in certain situations, such as when facing temptation, criticism, or uncertainty. The renewing of your mind is presented as a daily practice rather than a one-time event. Through consistent exposure to Scripture, deliberate reflection, and honest prayer, your mental reflexes begin to change. Over time, your default responses become more faith-filled, resilient, and grounded, helping you handle stress, conflict, and disappointment with greater clarity and spiritual maturity. Lastly, living with freedom, purpose, and spiritual confidence. The ultimate goal of winning the war in your mind is not simply feeling better. It is living out your God-given calling with freedom and courage. Grushel shows how transformed thinking leads to transformed living in areas like relationships, work, ministry, and personal integrity. As you break free from lies about your worth, your past, or your limitations, you become more willing to take healthy risks, obey God's promptings, and serve others with joy. The book emphasizes that you will still face struggles and negative thoughts, but you will no longer be controlled by them. Instead, you will possess tools to respond with truth, faith, and perspective. This mental and spiritual freedom enables you to experience deeper peace, stronger trust in God, and a more stable emotional life. In the end, winning the war in your mind becomes the foundation for a more purposeful, Christ-centered, and impactful life. In conclusion, Winning the War in Your Mind is an ideal read for Christians who feel stuck in cycles of anxiety, insecurity, overthinking, or spiritual stagnation. It is particularly valuable if you desire a practical, step-by-step approach rather than vague motivation. This book distinguishes itself by blending biblical truth, real-life vulnerability, and accessible neuroscience, making complex ideas easy to understand and apply. Instead of offering generic positivity, Craig Grushel gives you concrete tools: identifying lies, crafting truth-based declarations, renewing your mind daily, and building new mental habits that cooperate with how God designed your brain. You should consider buying this book if you want a structured, faith-rooted plan to change your thinking and your life, not just temporary inspiration. It can benefit your life by helping you gain emotional stability, spiritual confidence, and clearer purpose, equipping you to navigate stress, temptation, and discouragement with a renewed, Christ-centered mindset. If you would like to support Craig Grushel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.